This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Collin County may be known as one of the most reliably conservative places in Texas, but a small town in Collin County now has an openly transgender mayor, a first for the state of Texas. Jess Herbst became mayor of New Hope last May when the previous mayor died of a heart attack. Well, as the longest-serving alderman on the town council, she was next in line. But she just came out publicly as a trans woman with an open letter to her constituents on the town's website. And she joins us now. Mayor Herbst, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you for having me on.
This hasn't really been much of a secret in New Hope, or has it?
Well, it certainly has not. It's not been a closed secret. It's been as open as I can make it. I have been blogging for several years now. I have an open Facebook page. I've not flaunted it in anyone's face, but I certainly have not gone out of my way to keep people from discovering this.
And what's the reaction been like in New Hope?
It has been absolutely phenomenal. I had hoped for tolerance, and I have been met with overwhelming support. The townspeople are just amazing. I'm truly, truly one of the luckiest people on the face of the earth.
And you said that on your personal blog that you mentioned a moment ago that you began transitioning several years ago, and you've certainly discussed your life and related issues as a trans woman. Were your colleagues and townspeople aware of your identity when you became mayor? Was anyone aware of where you were with all of this?
I don't think anyone was actually aware of who I was. If they were, they certainly did not let on. I was not, I was not making it public knowledge. I was not hiding it. I knew at the time that I was appointed mayor that I'd been doing HRT for about a year and a half at the time.
That's a hormone replacement therapy?
Hormone replacement therapy, mm-hmm. Yes. And really my intention was that once the changes became obvious, I would just simply resign and slip away. Well, we had the unfortunate event with the mayor having passed away, mm-hmm. and me being appointed mayor, and I knew at that point that if I was going to remain as mayor for this town, I had to, make sure that everybody knew the truth about me. I could not continue without them knowing. It would not be honest or fair to the citizens.
And what motivated you to write this open letter to your town now?
Well, when I became mayor and determined I was going to stay that way, I realized that I was going to have to come out. And that also told me that, everybody was going to know at that point. So I knew I had to tell as many people in my life as possible. I didn't want to surprise anybody. I also wanted to tell everybody I could on a one-to-one personal level. And I did that with each of the council people. I called them aside starting last fall and explained who I was and what it was. But then I got to the point where I couldn't go just door to door for everybody. So I had to come up with a way to tell 700 people at once. And that's where I came up with the idea of the open letter, and posted on social media a couple of weeks ago, and my responses have just been phenomenal.
I suppose I should ask you about this because it's the elephant in the room that, in a sense, nobody really talks about, and that's you're getting all this attention because you're a transgender mayor in Deep Red, Texas, right? I think there is especially, this has made the Drudge Report, and it's getting a lot of clicks as, the Dallas News is getting a lot of clicks for its piece. I'm sort of wondering what you make of the idea that I suppose there's a presumption that there's going to be a lot of anti-transgender bigotry in a small town in Collin County.
Well, I'd say that they really don't understand Texas people as much as they think they do. We're a small town, we're a small community, and people here, they want to go about their business. They have goals in life. And as long as people are good to each other, people really don't make a big stink out of things. I've been absolutely overwhelmed at how supportive people have been, and it has not been a big deal. I had a reporter today who was telling me he had interviewed somebody on the street, and the reporter said, well, how do you feel about your transgender mayor? And the response was, oh, yeah, well, I don't care about that. Let's talk about these trailers over here next door. Now, we need to do something about this track. People are concerned about real issues, not whether I'm wearing, you know, a suit or a dress.
Jess Herbst is the mayor of New Hope, Texas, in Collin County. Mayor Herbst, thanks so much for your time.
You're certainly welcome. Thank you.